The New Jersey gubernatorial debate is set for this coming Tuesday night at NJPAC, and you can hear the one-hour program right here on WBGO. I'll be one of the reporters asking questions of the Republican and Democratic candidates for governor in New Jersey. Joining us is the host of New Jersey's Next Governor with Steve Adubato. Program coming up on WBGO. Steve Adubato joins us on the WBGO Journal. Great to talk to you, Steve.
Always great to talk to you, Doug, and the family over at WBGO, and thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Now, you got the rare opportunity to sit down with both the gubernatorial candidates and really get a sense of what these two are like. A lot of people in the polls say they don't know much about either of them. What surprised you most about Phil Murphy and Kim Guadagno?
You know, Doug, I'm not sure it surprised me because I've gotten to talk to them a few times, but they're evolving. Obviously, Kim Guadagno's got a huge challenge in, you know, being in Chris Christie's shadow for 8 years and now trying to be her own person, and that's a tough one. And Phil Murphy, an unknown with a ton of money, with lots of commercials out there, but who is he really? What does he stand for? He's trying to figure out how to present himself as well. So it's a fascinating process to see.
Did you like the answers to your questions, or did you feel that it was more rhetoric?
They've got their bullet points down, their talking points, and my job is, just as you do on the Journal and the great team at BGO does all the time, is try to break through that and find out what's real. So if Kim Guadagno says, you know, your property taxes, I'm going to hold them down, and I'm going to make sure that only a percentage of what your income is we pay to property taxes, wow, that sounds great. My follow-up is, okay, now tell me how much state aid is going to go to the municipality that you live in to help that municipality keep those property taxes down. And then the conversation gets a little tougher because the devil is always in the details. So in Phil Murphy's case, he's arguing that the state has to make the full pension commitment and pay what the state workers have been promised for years. Okay, I got it. Question, where are those dollars coming from? And when he says tax the millionaires, my job is to follow up and ask what happens if we lose some of those millionaires to Florida who want to establish residency there so they no longer pay income taxes in the state. And so, as I said, I'm repeating myself, the devil's in the details, but that is our job, to break through the rhetoric and find out what's real.
A number of people are saying, who would want this job after what's been going on? What are your thoughts, and what did you take away from these two?
Well, first, count me out, because I'm not nearly smart enough, don't have the toughness. And the decisions that are going to have to be made, Doug, I mean, you've been interviewing people for years who are in elective office and have to make tough choices. People say, I am only doing what the people want me to do. Really? The people want you to cut taxes and give them more services. Go ahead, try to figure that math out. It doesn't add up. So it's so easy to say, I'm just doing the will of the people. Actually, very often being governor is not to do what the will of the people is, and rather do what is best for the state in terms of getting the state's finances in shape, dealing with the state employees who said they've given enough, no more givebacks. And if they say, okay, no more givebacks, what happens if there are no more givebacks, the state can't afford the pension situation, and the pension blows up in 20 years, and then nobody gets a pension? So it's not so easy, you know, as just saying you're doing the will of the people. I think it's a virtually, I don't want to be negative here, it's not an impossible job, but it's bordering on really intractable problems. New Jersey Transit being one, our infrastructure situation, the tunnel into New York, the pension crisis, taxes, you know, the list is endless, and there aren't easy solutions or people would have figured them out already.
The state's been kicking this can down the road for going on 20 years, since the 1990s, and the cumulative impact is now almost overwhelming. So at some point, you got to say, stop, enough. We're good for our word. We will pay and stand up for our obligations. I don't think you get there next Monday, but you have to show transparently and deliberately you're going to get there sooner than later and own up to our end of the bargain.
His first campaign ad was considered by the analysts as a negative campaign ad because attaching Christie to Guadagno. And do you feel that this is the right approach for him? Did you get a chance to get a sense of that's what he just wants to do with this rest of this campaign?
Well, Doug, your question's right on, because it seems to me the Murphy campaign wants to make this race about Chris Christie. And, you know, and they're going to frame it in such a way where everything negative that is perceived by many in the public about the governor, that's the race. you know, whether it's Bridgegate, whether it's the credit down ratings, you know, 10 times plus that our bond rating has been devalued, if you will. It takes more to borrow money in the state. Whatever he wants to say about Chris Christie. And he says, look, Kim Goodman, you didn't say anything for 8 years, and now you want to say it's time for a change? You know, it's not a bad strategy for Murphy and not really talk that much about himself. Kim Goodman turns around and says, well, she got a great slogan, if you want to look at it that way. After Phil Murphy's finished raising taxes, the only person who can afford to live in the state will be Phil Murphy.
This election, Steve, is going to be a referendum on taxes. And if anybody
property
thinks
taxes, income taxes,
taxes. Phil Murphy has promised an additional $75 billion worth of spending. We added it up. It's on our website, kim4nj.com. And just the other day, he added another $200 or $400 million because of his plan for a free college, community college education.
Right.
It keeps going up and up and up. He's admitted to $1 billion worth of additional taxes. Mm. That's one promise I think he'll keep.
Now, again, they're great slogans. We're just trying to break through that and find out the nuance of issues that matter in people's lives every day and where they stand on them and what kind of governor they would be post-Chris Christie.
New Jersey's next governor with Steve Adubato. It's an interview program one-on-one with the candidate, Steve. Now, the debates are coming up. Did you get a sense after talking with each one, you know, individually, who's going to benefit from a debate kind of format?
Well, put it this way. Polls are a funny thing because they're, you know, the classic expression is they're a snapshot in time, meaning it's right at this moment. It's what people know or what they don't know, what they feel, what they've seen in terms of TV commercials. Kim Goodman is behind. I don't know if it's 10, 15, 20 points. Either way, she's behind. Here's the way I look at it. She can benefit from this by more people seeing her challenge Phil Murphy toe-to-toe. I don't know how many people actually are going to watch the debates, but the social media buzz afterwards, the spin on the part of those of us in the media is going to matter. When you're behind, a debate helps you. So I guess there are a couple of debates here. She would want to have more, and that's what happens when you're behind. Phil Murphy can gain from people getting to know him and getting a feel for him and getting more comfortable for him if, in fact, he's going to be New Jersey's next governor. But he can also make a gaffe that all of a sudden questions his ability to handle the job. So I think there's more for her to gain, frankly, in this, Doug. The one thing about these candidates is you will find them being just a little uncomfortable when they're pressed harder on the issues. So that part I enjoy, not simply making people uncomfortable, but getting straight answers to tough questions. So I'll let people decide when they see it, which is my natural inclination is to plug, Doug, but I'll let you do it. You know, when the show's coming up this weekend on WNET.
New Jersey's next governor with Steve Adubato coming up on WNET this weekend. Steve, as always, a pleasure to talk to you.
Great, and people can check it out on WBGO Saturday, October 14th at 6 a.m.